This is Malcolm King of the Gloucester Rugby Heritage Project with John Thayers, and we've come this morning on the 22nd of September 2010 to have a chat with John Watkins. Thanks very much, John.
No problem. Good morning to you both.
Morning. Now, let's start at the beginning. Are you a local lad, John?
I was born at 27 St Catherine Street, and actually, if you get into the 1873 lounge, you can actually see the house I was born in.
And that was when?
1945.
Right. I mean, clearly you're very close to Kingshome, but were you actually born into a rugby playing family?
My father played for Spartans. I've actually got some pictures of him in the team. Yeah, he was very keen on rugby. Although I didn't, it never really pushed me into rugby. It really came more by accident. Started playing football and then started to play table tennis at the Gordon League down Southgate Street. And from there I went and started playing rugby quite early, 13 or 14 I think I started playing for Gordon League Thirds.
I read in the Times that you were a second cousin of Tom Boyce, is that right?
Yes, apparently, yeah. Mm. Yes. There is a relationship, what it entails, I don't know, but it certainly was some relation, yeah.
Yeah.
Did he have any early influence on you?
Not really, no. Yeah. I don't think I had really anybody I tried to follow. I mean, as I say, I played a lot of sports and it was just rugby seemed to have come to the fore.
And did you play rugby at all at school, or was that all soccer?
Just started at school. No. In fact, my first ever game was against Long Lemons at the old Black Bridge, what they used to call it. Yeah, Black Bridge, I think it's part of the athletic club now. And I can remember playing against Mickey Burton, although I didn't know him then, but we later discovered that he actually played that game as well.
Was he making an impression at that early age?
Not at that time, but I can also remember playing football against him. And he's a bit of a wuss, really. I mean, he's got this big, you know, he thinks he's a big Ironman, but I was like shoveling him around a bit, pushing him, and he was, you know, he's a bit of a coward, I think he was.
So what age were you when you had your first visit to Kingshome?
My first visit was actually when Don Rutherford, I think his last season, would it be 67, 68 or somewhere around there. Mm-hmm. And at Gordon League then, I was quite a bit of a so-called star, scoring about 20 tries a season. I actually came from the wing. I started off playing on the wing. And once Mike Burton said to me I couldn't catch a box. So eventually he went to second row and then into the back row, number 8. And I was scoring 15, 20 tries a season. And I went down to Kingshome because a friend of mine, John Haynes, had gone. And Don Rutherford was the captain, the coach or whatever. And I ran about 2 or 3 times up the field and I thought, this is no good to me. Because I was a terrible trainer. Really terrible. So that was the first introduction to Gloucester. The next season, the captain of Gordon League, Dave Phelps, resigned, so they wanted a new captain, and me and a chap called Nick Syson went for captaincy. I think I lost out by, you know, 2 or 3 votes. And so I went to Gloucester, and that was 1969.
I think there were quite a few players who had trouble with Don Rutherford's training methods.
Well, it's funny, from being somebody who hated training to actually, if you talk to people, they would call me John Watkins the Steps, because I used to run around those steps every single training night, well before everybody turned up, and go for runs around the roads. Used to go up Robinswood Hill over the top. It just completely changed my attitude from being somebody who didn't train to somebody who was very keen on training.
Oh, Robinswood Hill rings a bell. That was Phil Blakeway's favourite as well.
Phil Blakeway, and I used to go out with Ivor Oates, and it was always a challenge. You started off and you just kept moving. It didn't mean if you just stood on the spot, but you never stopped. You just get up to the top, back down through Matson, and I used to go down into where I used to live, which was in Treadworth, and I used to do that quite regularly.
And did you do circuit training as well?
Not so much. I tell you what I used to do when I was working service aluminium. I used to have a very light set of weights, and I do mean light, nothing like they lift today, and I would do a lot of repetitions, you know, pull-ups, but you know, just a few little quick exercises.
Yeah. It sounds as though you must have been one of the fittest around at your time then.
I think I made the most of what I had. I don't think I ever had speed, but I would hope that I had endurance. Yeah.
Switching back a bit, did you ever, as a boy, stand on the terraces at King's Home?
Yes, I can remember the one game I saw was the South Africans with my father. We were up on the Tum. I got no recollection of the score or whatever, but all I can do is remember. Yeah. And I forget the year it was, so I'd have to find that out to see how old I was, but I can remember being on the Tum with my father. I didn't really go down to Gloucester much, although I was picked to play for the United against Cardiff at King's Home from Gordon League. That was, I would say, that would be 67-68. Yeah.
And did you have any boyhood heroes down there?
Not really, no. Yeah. Not at that time, I don't think. Yeah. If I did, I can't remember them.